Wednesday, October the 14th, and yesterday we were looking at Psalm 79, and today we're looking at its mirror image in Psalm 80. Yesterday's psalm was set in Jerusalem, in Judah, in the south, probably days before the exile began. Psalm 80, probably written a whole lot earlier, maybe as much as 150 years earlier, in the fall and decline of Samaria, the capital of Israel. It begins, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel." You remember yesterday's psalm ended with the note that we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. And this one begins with another echo that God is the shepherd of his people. There were God's people in the north in Israel, even though Israel had long since apostatized, especially in its ruling monarchy and the last decades of Israel's existence in the north were a history of disobedience and sin. This psalm in verse 4 says, again, "How long will you be angry with your people's prayers?" Interesting that the anger is reflected at the very heart of their praying. But four times in the course of this psalm, we see, I think it's four times, "O Lord, God of hosts." And you see it in verse 4, verse 7, verse 14, and verse 19. He is the God of hosts, the God of armies, the God of battles, the God who can come in the plural of his majesty and power, the plurality of his majesty and power, and do wonders. And that's the source in the midst of terrible days and the destruction of Samaria and the collapse of Israel in the north to the Assyrians. God is the God of hosts, the God of battles, who's able to fight on behalf of his people. Well, that's an endless truth to this very day. We're in a very different battle, different context, different world from where Israel was, but he is still the God of hosts. He can turn the world upside down at his will. And that's the source of our hope, and that's the source of our confidence today. Well, the Lord bless you today.